News team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care. At home in the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The Van Buren County United Way is merging with the United Way of Southwest Michigan. And the United Way of Southwest Michigan name will be the moniker for both when the deal's finished in July. United Way of Southwest Michigan CEO Anna Murphy tells us the move is meant to help make a bigger impact in Van Buren County.
It's hopeful that our partners that we fund, that we work with, can see a little bit bigger return.
Murphy tells us there are big advantages to the merger that include training, development, and more resources being made available in Van Buren County. She adds that donors want to know how their investments are doing.
They want to see the impact. And so United Way of Southwest Michigan has been funding based on impact and looking at issues for several years. And this will be an opportunity to bring those organizations in Van Buren County along.
The Van Buren County office in Paw Paw will remain, as will Executive Director Vera Sabree. The back office operations are now working as one, as all the details are worked out. Money donated to the United Way in Van Buren County last year will be distributed in April to nonprofits, and the new fundraising efforts will start in July. State Senator Kim Lasada is talking about her priorities for the new legislative session.
Michigan drivers pay some of the highest insurance premiums in the nation. And the time has come to find a real solution to Michigan's auto no-fault system.
That's the goal of many members of the House and Senate each year, but despite that, they haven't been able to defeat the big money lobbyists that have prevented reforms. Another top priority for the freshman Republican, Lasada, is on the same page to an extent with Governor Whitmer, and that's fixing the roads.
I will continue to make them a priority to ensure we are doing what we can with what we have to make things better.
How lawmakers and the governor will go about that, though, remains to be seen. Governor Whitmer has talked about increasing fees, but that already appears to be a non-starter with the Republican-controlled legislature. Applications are now available for this year's Heart of Cook grants. Funded by Indiana-Michigan Power's Cook Nuclear Plant, the program is administered by the Berrien Community Foundation, says the foundation's Susan Matheny.
We helped them because they wanted to really help nonprofits and other organizations that are serving the community in Southwest Michigan and Northern Indiana to do the work that they do.
Matheny says the Heart of Cook grants go to all kinds of community organizations and projects. Last year, Heart of Cook gave out $53,000 to 33 groups.
There's a mini-grant, which is for $100 to $500 request. And then there's the long form grant, which is for up to $10,000.
Matheny says educational projects, human services programs that support families, and environmental protection and preservation projects are the main focus of Heart of Cook. Applications are available at berriencommunity.org/HOC. The deadline to apply is February 13th. Right now in Michigan, police can stop and seize your property, including your cash, without you being convicted of a crime or even being charged with one. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel want to change that, and so does Republican House Speaker Lee Chatfield. Charlie Owens, Michigan Director of the National Federation of Independent Business, applauds that bipartisan effort. He says he's optimistic that civil forfeiture will be changed in Michigan to require actual conviction in a crime, in most cases, before property can be seized by police.
Yeah, we're very optimistic. You go to the hearings in the committees, you have the American Civil Liberties Union, our organization, NFIB, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. These are groups on the political spectrum that are not often on the same page on an issue. And here they all are saying, yeah, this is a really bad thing that needs to be fixed.
Owen says civil forfeiture, as it's used now, is unconstitutional. He tells us there are things that can be done on the issue at the state level. A new parenting program for moms is being started by the Van Buren County Circuit Court. Court Administrator Frank Hardister tells us, Understanding Dad, an awareness and communication program for moms, is intended to help mothers who have gone through a divorce maintain a healthy relationship with the father of their kids.
Moms and dads, for whatever reason, can't live together in harmony. And so when there's a divorce, you can't forget the fact that they both are parents of children. And those children need their father or their mother in their lives.
Hardister says the court sees people who have gone through divorce and not maintained a healthy relationship between the kids, the mom, and the dad. The program for moms complements another program that's already offered by the court.
We're highlighting this program today, but it's also important to note that we also have a dad's program that does similar things.
The sessions will come in the form of a two-hour sessions once a week for 9 weeks. They'll be held at the Community Mental Health Building in Paw Paw starting at 6 p.m. January 17th. Any mother is welcome to just show up. And with the snow now here, the Cass County Parks and Recreation Department and the Friends of Cass County Parks are preparing to hold this year's Discover Winter Nights at Dr. T.K. Lawless Park. The events are a celebration of the season, set to include lighted hill tubing, 3 miles of lighted cross-country skiing trails, a bonfire, crafts for the kids, and tractor-pulled sleigh rides, as well as winter biking and stargazing. Discover Winter Nights will take place at that park every Saturday starting January 19th. It'll run through February 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. Dr. T.K. Lawless Park is on Monkey Run Street, 5 miles west of Jones. It'll be $2 to get in. We have a link to more information at WSJM.com. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Mike Weibel with Hilliard Lyons bringing you the market recap, closing stock prices of local interest for Friday, January 11th. Stocks on Friday ended with slight losses, but capped a week that helped to propel the Dow and the S&P 500 out of corrective phases as progress on trade talks with China and the U.S. overshadowed the partial government shutdown that had entered its 21st day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed less than 0.1% down to 23,995. The S&P 500 index edged less than 1 point to 2,596, while the NASDAQ Composite Index fell 0.2% to close at 6,971. AEP was $74.42, down 30 cents. Apple was $152.29, down $1.51. Fifth Third Bank was $25.06, up 14 cents. XPO Logistics was up 18 cents to $62.97. And Whirlpool was up 59 cents to close at $123.10. Experience the Hilliard Lyons difference by visiting Hilliard.com to start a conversation with one of our wealth advisors today.
WSJM News Now continues. The government shutdown today ties the record for the longest ever federal funding lapse, and it's set to break that record tomorrow as a standoff continues between President Trump and Democrats over funding for his border wall. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with the latest there.
President Trump on Twitter claims there was a new section of a border wall, quote, just completed, and he pushes back on news reporting on this issue. But there's been no new wall built during the Trump administration. While several upgrade projects to existing fencing have been completed, construction hasn't started on any new structures. DHS says if a funding deal ever passes, the soonest they would be able to break ground on newly funded construction would be 9 months out. Karen Travers, ABC News. News, the White House.
Federal workers received pay stubs today with only zeros on them as the effects of the lingering government shutdown hit home, deepening anxieties about mortgage payments and other unpaid bills. Fuming government employees posted pictures of the $0 pay stubs on Twitter, along with comments revealing their frustrations with a shutdown that enters its 21st day today and will be the longest in history by weekend. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, visited Customs and Border Protection headquarters today to let workers know they won't be without pay when the shutdown ends. ABC's Andy Field reports from Washington.
The vice president reassuring Border Patrol and other federal employees who are working without pay.
All of the agencies affected by this shutdown will be paid in full when the government reopens.
House and Senate passing bills guaranteeing that back pay, but Congress going home for the weekend without ending the shutdown that's left 800,000 federal workers without a paycheck. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Supreme Court said today Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's recovery is on track. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Justice Ginsburg will miss court arguments next week as she continues to recover at home from cancer surgery. It was 3 weeks ago doctors here in New York removed cancerous growths from her left lung. She has been recuperating at home since, forcing her to miss arguments for the first time since she joined the court in 1993. The Supreme Court said there's no evidence of any remaining cancer, and Ginsburg requires no further treatment.
Detectives are interviewing a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl who authorities say managed to escape from a cabin months after being abducted from her home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said today that investigators don't think Jamie Kloss had ever interacted with 21-year-old Jake Thomas Patterson before they say he killed her parents and kidnapped her in October. Police say Jamie escaped yesterday from the cabin near Gordon, and they arrested Patterson on murder and kidnapping charges. We're now hearing the 911 call that came from an assisted living facility in Arizona where a patient in a vegetative state gave birth. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Oh, the baby's turning blue! Baby's turning blue!
It was December 29th.
Baby's turning blue. We need someone now.
When nurses at Hacienda Healthcare in Phoenix called 911, they had a patient who was incapacitated, not alert, but somehow had gotten pregnant and had just given birth to a baby boy.
One of our patients just had a baby and we had no idea she was pregnant.
Workers at the assisted living home did CPR on the newborn.
Baby's not breathing. Baby is blue.
Finally, they got the baby breathing. Mom and baby are recovering. Police are now trying to figure out who impregnated the incapacitated woman. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Starting next month, there might be nutritional labels on your beer. Bud Light hopes sharing that information will help its sales. Here's Scott Goldberg.
Historically, Bud Light has tried to play up the, I wouldn't call it healthiness of its beer, but maybe it's not as fattening-ness. Now it's going to start advertising during the NFL playoffs new labels, hoping to clarify just how not unhealthy the beer is. Nutritional labels are not required for beer, but these will say a 12-ounce Bud Light contains only water, barley, rice, and hops, and 110 calories. Mostly empty calories, but still, bragging about fewer calories helped another Anheuser-Busch brand, Michelob Ultra, and Bud Light sales have been losing fizz. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
And several new releases, but the King of the Sea. Maybe the king of the box office once again this weekend. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Relax, it's not a holdup.
Kevin Hart is seemingly everywhere this week, and that's because his new movie, The Upside, with Bryan Cranston, opens this weekend.
But don't your arms work?
They don't.
It's expected to earn somewhere in the $10 million range. Same with the family-friendly A Dog's Way Home. Also opening, the sci-fi Keanu Reeves thriller Replicas, which may not crack $5 million. All of that means you can expect a fourth weekend on top for Aquaman.
That was the worst pep talk. Ever.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXsign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.